This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Harnessing solar and wind power instead of burning fossil fuels is a dream for nearly every environmentalist, but environmental groups are at odds with the wind and solar industries in the current energy debate in Washington. Jeff Young reports wind and solar power companies want to keep tax breaks that are renewed in the pending energy bill, a bill most environmental groups are working to defeat.
The wind power industry has been left dangling because Congress has yet to pass the energy bill it's worked on for the past 5 years. And some of the windmill makers' closest allies are tilting against them. Environmental groups say the energy bill subsidizes nuclear energy and fossil fuels and rolls back the regulation of polluters. But the bill would also renew tax credits for companies making equipment for wind and solar power. That's why New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici, the bill's leading advocate in the Senate, issued this warning on the Senate floor this fall.
Wind energy is finished when you kill this bill. It is gone. There she blew, like they say out in the ocean. There she blew, right out the window with those who decided that they wanted to talk this bill to death.
Domenici and his allies fell just 2 votes short of the 60 needed to force a vote on the bill in the Senate. And that was viewed as a victory for environmentalists, but not for those in environmentally friendly energy technologies. Randall Swisher leads the American Wind Energy Association. He says the industry desperately needs this bill's 3-year extension of a tax credit for wind farms.
If we weren't in the bill, the credit that is the foundation of our industry was going to expire, and with it, our industry would expire. So, yes, it was important for us to see that the energy bill moved forward.
For the past decade, the production tax credit provided a little less than 2 cents for every kilowatt hour of energy a windmill produced. And that's made wind power cost competitive with coal and gas and driven the industry's 25% annual growth. The credit expires today. Normally, it would have been extended, but the credit was valuable as political leverage, making it harder for some senators to oppose the energy bill. So Swisher says congressional leaders are unlikely to allow a separate vote on it.
If the energy bill dies, extension of the wind production tax credit will also die for any time in the foreseeable future.
That's created uncertainty in the wind industry. Vestas Group, the world's leading maker of wind turbines, had planned a new plant in Oregon with 1,000 employees. Now that's up in the air. Wind farms proposed for Minnesota and Iowa are stalled, and Swisher says layoffs are coming. The outlook is also less than sunny for solar technology companies with tax breaks in the energy bill.
The tax credits are money in the bank.
That's Glenn Hammer of the Solar Energy Industries Association. He says the bill would expand the use of solar with a $2,000 credit for home solar heaters and a plan to put solar panels on federal buildings. Hammer says that's key because solar products' costs go down by about 20% every time the use of the technology doubles.
The more of these technologies we get deployed, the faster we'll go down that cost curve, and the faster we will be cost competitive with fossils, which is the goal we know of everyone in the environmental community.
It might be everyone's goal, but not everyone agrees on how to get there. Environmentalists like Catherine Morrison with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG, want the energy bill dead, despite its provisions for wind and solar industries.
We feel that it is sort of the green window dressing on this bill, but we would support, you know, moving that separately. But it's just the on balance with 2 times as many subsidies and tax breaks going to the dirty things. There's so many provisions in here that would further entrench our reliance on the dirtiest, unsustainable fossil fuel and nuclear sources of energy. This is not a good bill for the country.
Morrison says PIRG finds even the clean energy parts of the bill tainted. The production tax credit, for example, also extends to garbage incinerators, a major pollution source. And the bill's authors rejected a renewable portfolio standard, which would have ensured clean energy producers a share of the electricity market. In short, Morrison says the renewable energies industries are stuck arguing for a bad bill. All of this sounds familiar to the Wind Energy Association's Randall Swisher.
I've had this discussion with quite a few friends and colleagues. And I find that generally they understand we don't have a lot of alternatives. If we're not in that bill, and if that bill doesn't move, we're out of luck.
It's an awkward spot for Swisher, a guy who once worked for PIRG himself, opposing a nuclear plant. He describes his current job as finding ways to change the world, but now he's looking for ways to change two votes in the Senate when the energy bill returns to the floor in January. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young.